Elissa Walker-Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is time in our next segment. We're going to lace it up and talk some NBA. We're going to zero in on the Dallas Mavericks, the race for the playoffs. It is underway. The Dallas Mavericks are currently seventh in the Western Conference standings. And Saturday night, they will host the Indiana Pacers at the American Airlines Center. We are delighted to have on with us and joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Dallas Mavericks rookie who always makes high energy plays. He's so much fun to watch. That, of course, is Justin Anderson. Good evening, Justin.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to have you on the program for the first time. And let's take some reflections on this season, because it has been a roller coaster for the Mavs. A lot of ups and downs. I mentioned that the Mavericks are currently seventh in the standings, and you guys have 17 games left in the regular season. You guys have lost four straight. What must the Mavs do in order to ensure a playoff berth?
Well, I think there's a lot that goes into it. Just like you mentioned, it's been a roller coaster for our team, myself. You just kind of put it all in perspective and understand it's a part of your journey. It's a part of your success, and we've dropped a couple that we thought that we were capable of winning. Excuse me, and we're just going to try to continue to put our best foot forward each night out, and that's starting Saturday against the Pacers, and we have to make sure that we just continue to, you know, move on and learn from our mistakes that we've been making as of late, and I think we'll get back on track here soon.
You know, Justin, what are some of those immediate goals that you guys have to make some changes? You know, going into the game against Detroit on Wednesday night, you heard Coach Carlisle talking about the importance of defensive transition. You guys have got to get back.
Yeah, and I think we did a much better job of that against Detroit. We kind of focused on that as being one of our goals, knowing that it was one of the components of maybe us beating ourselves. And there's no question right now of our effort. Coach Daly reminds us, you know, about the effort that we're putting out has been great, but we're kind of beating ourselves maybe with the little mistakes, whether it's the turnovers or, you know, the little margins of error here and there that you think they won't bother you during the game when they occur. But at the end of the game, you look back and you say, oh, that's a possession that we lost, and we could have maybe valued that possession a little bit more. And it's a part of the process. It's, you know, it's something that every basketball player deals with on every level, whether it's high school, college, or here in the NBA. You have to understand that, you know, the season has ebbs and flows, and you have to make sure that you stay well-balanced and even-keeled, and everyone has to remain on the same page. And with the tremendous locker room that we have and the tremendous leaders that we have, I see it not being an issue. I mean, right now it's easy for a lot of people to maybe panic and say, you know, they're in a rough spot. We're in seventh right now, but we have our backs against the wall a little bit, just like we did to start the season, and we got to start preparing ourselves to start to make that climb again.
Justin, the Mavericks, you guys are muscling through a very difficult stretch. You've endured some tough losses. Give us a sense. Take us inside the locker room. I mean, what's the psyche of the team and just that inner dynamic?
Well, the locker room is great. I guess I'll start by when we lose, you know, a couple of our guys, you know, you can just see the disappointment. You can see the body language of, you know, hurt, knowing that, you know, we're capable of beating the teams that sometimes we lose to, and we're just trying to always figure out. You hear the guys talking, you hear the vets talking about, you know, what can we do better? How can we guard this? Next time we play them, what do we do against this? And those are all positive things to get back on track. And as far as when we win, I mean, the locker room is amazing. I mean, guys, you know, look out for one another, and
right.
You know, constantly encouraging one another, telling each other how great they played, and it's a great thing to see as a rookie.
You are listening to the voice of Dallas Mavericks rookie Justin Anderson. He is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to this compelling interview at our podcast page. That is podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR. Our tab. Obviously, Justin, your first season in the NBA, it's your rookie year. It's a big adjustment in terms of the speed, the rapid pace, the physicality of the game. It's not easy. How tough of a challenge has it been for you to go from college to being a pro?
Well, I thought I was pretty well prepared, you know, with my physicality and my athletic ability. I think I was pretty prepared coming in, so that wasn't anything that was a huge shock for me, I guess I should say. One of the things that gets challenging is the speed of the game. Guys are so much faster because they can think faster, they're smarter, and I really struggled with that at the beginning of the season, and the only way that I could really understand it or get better at it were, you know, using some techniques such as playing in the D League or playing 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 after practice amongst you know, other guys on our team. And also sitting and watching the game, you know, there's a lot of value that I realized this year of just watching and paying attention to the people ahead of me, the guys in my position, whether it's Wesley or Chandler or Devin, Raymond, just watching those guys and see how they play the game.
And Dallas, and of course, Justin, I will say, I mean, Dallas has got a roster full of veterans. I have to wonder, how have they helped you make that crossover and to step up your game and make that transition?
They've helped a lot, just constantly building my confidence and, you know, telling me not what I always want to hear necessarily, but what I need to hear as a player and how to make certain adjustments. I mean, it's pretty awesome because even when I go to the D-League and I come back the next day, some of those guys have an input on, you know, if they were to watch, they would say, hey, look, we saw you do this and, you know, maybe try to do it this way. Or when you get back from the D-League, they're saying, how'd you play? And the guys actually care and they're interested in your development as a player. So that just makes you want to work that much harder. And really, I mean, I have a thing that I just don't like letting people down. I feel like if I don't make the most of all of my opportunities, if I don't make the most of all of my opportunities, then I feel like I'll be letting my teammates down and people around me. So those guys do a great job encouraging me and keeping the bar high, raising the standard, and I want to try to match it as much as I can.
Dallas Mavericks rookie Justin Anderson with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And obviously the heart of the Dallas Mavericks is Dirk Nowitzki. So much respect for him with his approach to the game. What has he taught you about managing the physical and the mental demands?
He's taught a lot. I mean, I share a locker right beside him, and I'm fortunate to be in that position as a rookie. But he's taught me a lot, not even having to use his words, just his work ethic alone. You know, he's probably the hardest working, one of, or if not the hardest working guys on our team with it, the way he approaches everything, whether it's weightlifting or if it's getting shots up or if it's preparation for a game. He really attacks it all, and it's no coincidence to why he is where he is in his career and why he's going to be the Hall of Famer that he will be in the NBA. So it's been great to just kind of sit back sometimes and watch, and every now and then maybe pick his mind for what do you do here, but at the same time, you don't always have to ask because he's going to show you what you need to do regardless. So it's been a phenomenal experience to be able to learn from him.
Dirk, a future Hall of Famer, so inspirational. I have to wonder too, Justin, is it like having another general manager in the locker room? I mean, we love Donnie Nelson, but
yeah. I mean, he is great. I mean, he tries to do whatever he can to help make our team better, the sacrifices or whatever that he has to make. And, you know, raising his level of play, if that be the case. I've just seen so much. I've learned so much, I feel like, from not just him, but everyone in our locker room and just the NBA. I learned so much already. And that's one thing that I knew you would learn a lot, but not this much so fast.
Hey, Dallas Mavericks rookie Justin Anderson with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue our conversation going one-on-one. We talk about your relationship with Dirk and him as a teammate. But you have had the opportunity, Justin, to compete against some of the league's best, from Kobe to KD. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, being able to get the opportunity to match up on the other side of the ball from some of those guys where, you know, a couple of memories that I have from my rookie year so far is finally getting a chance to go in and guard Kobe. And I think he did some Kobe-like move and created a foul call on me. Kevin Durant the same way. It's been a lot of guys that I've had the opportunity to go against, and I think it's pretty cool that Coach had the confidence to put me in and allow me to guard those guys. And one thing with me personally, I don't like to back down to any competition, so I see it as being really fun. But after the game, you kind of have to, you know, soak it all in and say, like, you know, one day I want to be in that place. And it's a pretty unique experience, especially coming from someone in my position, a small town kid that, you know, kind of always just dreamt of being in this position. So you have to kind of smell the roses a little bit because you don't ever want to take the opportunity for granted. But at the same time, at the end of the day, that's your competition, and it's really fun to line up and try to do your best to stop those guys from doing what they do.
Visiting one-on-one with Dallas Mavericks rookie Justin Anderson. We've got to take a quick timeout. Much more straight ahead.